Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. Vroom, vroom, we're back. So much racing.
So much racing this weekend, Danielle.
We have been on a light hiatus because it was also Kentucky Derby weekend here where we are in Kentucky. So we were doing a lot of horse racing.
We were, but also just...
We were not on the horses.
We weren't actually riding horses.
Shannon could be a jockey, but not me.
Girl, I don't know. I look like a giant compared to these tiny humans that control these magnificent horses. But when you live here, you don't just go to the track Friday and Saturday. You start your week off right. So we've been at the track since Tuesday, and Danielle is...
I went on Saturday. I've been every day they've been open.
She's been every day. So she's really been out here doing the absolute most. So you're not going to find a girl who works harder, plays harder, parties harder than Danielle Davis during Derby week.
I did do the most. I was at the track, at the parties, working, doing legitimately the most.
You were. I mean, you were my hero always, but especially Derby week. Derby Danielle is... She's a whole different beast.
She blooms one week every year.
Yeah.
So she goes back. She's one of those flowers. It just blooms once a year and then it goes back into the earth, dies, and her soul turns black again for the rest of the year.
Well, she's magnificent while she blooms. I'll say that. That's for sure. She is a vision. So good.
But we also had racing in Miami.
We did have racing in Miami. And I will tell you what, like, I did spend quite a bit of time on my phone watching both. I was like, all right, hold on. Let me see this race. Let me see the cars. Let me see the horses. Let me see the horses. But I will tell you, someone who was doing the absolute most in Miami, I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter, Ruby Jane.
Ruby Jane crushed it.
She's been down in Miami since Wednesday. Okay.
And she's partied in the city where the heat is on.
She has. She has been slinging push stickers and merch all over the place. Anybody who made a comment about anything she was wearing, she's like, oh, my mom and her friend have a podcast called Push Push. And she'd give out stickers. I'm like, okay, so if you have now found us because of a 13-year-old in Miami, welcome. We're so glad
you're aboard. Ruby Jane is also the best. What an ambassador.
I know, right? She's been bees on the G, like just ready to go.
Maybe we should do an extra bonus episode with Ruby Jane's thoughts, feelings, you know.
Yeah.
Takes, hot takes, what you saw, what you loved about the MIA.
That we definitely could. When I talked to her last night, she did say, she was like, I am so confused at why women wear high heels to the track. And I was like,
she was in Miami too. Yeah.
Yes. You're going to get a broad spectrum of attire. But she's like, but mom, I mean, they were not comfortable. And I'm like, but they were committed to a look, boo-boo. They were committed to a look.
And also it's next level in Miami because the ladies in Miami, they stay in high heel from sun up to sundown. Like, honestly, that's why I can't live there anymore. I mean, I grew up in Miami, as if you didn't know. And I didn't have the stamina to keep up with the, you know, the self-care routine. You got to be looking on point in the MIA.
At all times.
I didn't have it in me. I only have 1 week. I just told you. I only have 1 week in me the whole year. And so, yeah, in Miami, they're doing it all day, 24/7.
So much. There's just so much.
Yeah, those ladies are well-conditioned in their heels.
It's a lot. And honestly, this race was a lot.
This race was amazing.
This race gave us everything we could possibly want in a race.
But mostly it gave us one thing that we all wanted. And that was Max Verstappen not winning. I honestly got to answer the question to my family, who won the race? I didn't have to say Max Verstappen.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
Are you a Lando Norris fan?
I've never, like, I mean, Dan was like, you're blushing. I'm like, because I'm so happy. Like, so
Wait,
happy.
What?
So I know. He's like, your cheeks are pink. And I'm like, I'm just so happy that A, Max didn't win, and B, like, he's tried so hard. He's been so close.
He has.
He's been so close. And you know what really got me? when we were watching the pre-race stuff and he had the interview where he was doing like the lie detector. And
oh, I didn't see it.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's great. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it, because he is cracking up, the guy who is interviewing him and the guy who is doing the actual lie detector. Like, he has no emotion, but Lando starts cracking jokes and the guy has to take a minute. It almost looks like when you go out of character on SNL and you're just like trying to hide it.
Hold it together.
I mean, it was hilarious. And he had great answers. And, you know, it was a side of Lando that I'm like, okay. All right.
I mean, you guys, is Shannon a Lando Norris fan right now?
Okay, you're pushing it too far. I'm not a fan.
You're the one that you just have been waxing poetic about Lando Norris.
I'm not.
You said you were blushing.
I'm not here to stay. I'm just blushing. I'm enjoying the view. It was great. I was really proud. Honestly, it was just
I was so happy for him.
So happy. And
everyone was happy for him.
Happy Max.
Fred, did you see the videos of Fred popping the champagne with the McLaren people? Everyone was happy.
Everybody was happy. I mean, how could you not be? You have no soul if you weren't happy for Lando Norris this weekend. No soul.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy for him. It brought me big joy. His radio was so cute. And then he was like all verklempt and like, you know, crying. And it was the run into the garage crew was so. Like, everything was 10 out of 10. I was so happy for him.
It was. And dropping an F-bomb on, you know, live TV, I'm like, also, I get that. Like,
also, kind of like, it's not like an American one, but it kind of like the McLaren team, we got Zach Brown, who's American, and they have so many American sponsors. So it was kind of, you know, it's kind of like one of us. Like, and the McLaren is a huge sponsor of the. Like, they do a ton at the Miami race. This is, like, one of the ones they put a lot of, like, money into spending, doing activations on the track and stuff. And so with their sponsors and all kinds of other things. So, you know, it's kind of like a home win for them.
Yeah. It was a big, big payout for sure. And we're so happy for that whole team. Team Papaya. Way to go. It was amazing.
Yeah. Very happy for him. I mean, bless. Amazing. Oscar was having a great race and then he wasn't.
He and Carlos – going at it, and I'm like, ooh. Carlos pissing off a lot of people this weekend.
Carlos pissing off a lot of people, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say it again. I just want everybody. I would like you specifically to comment on who finished ahead in both sprint and race.
Sweet Charles Leclerc.
That's right, sweet Charles Leclerc. That's right. That's right. So all the sweet Charles Leclerc slander that we've been hearing for months, he's heard you too. And he's stepped up his game.
He said, let me at it. Let me at it.
And I thought he was going to take the second spot in the driver's standings, but Checo got just enough points to stay ahead.
You know, I was kind of surprised we didn't see more out of Checo this weekend. I wonder, do you think Checo's been like sit down in like a dark room with somebody and is like, listen, I don't know. This whole dream you have of trying to be it at Red Bull needs to die. So were they like,
someone's definitely told him that.
Yeah. So I think I just feel like we haven't seen the spark and the fire from Checo the way that like last year at this time, he was like revved up and ready to go. And now it's like he knows his place. He has been told his place very firmly. And it is not at the top.
Do you think that there was like some money attached to it too? There was like here, just
yes, I am 1,000% sure that Papa Perez is out there negotiating. Like, listen, you want us the squeaky wheel, going to get the oil, and by the oil, I mean the cash money,
the cash money,
the pesos and the dineros. Let's put it in my hand. And then they're like, okay. And I forget who said this, but it was somebody in F1 that was like, nobody works harder than Checo. Like, nobody has more sponsorship. Like, not Max and Lewis combined do not have the type of sponsorships that Checo has.
Go to Mexico, the man is everywhere. You pop off the plane in Mexico, boom, Checo. You hit the billboard, Checo. He's a king.
Slinging in Big Mexico. Max and Slurpees. And
gas,
oil. I mean, petrol, like everything. I mean, you want it, Checo's got it covered. Honestly, he would make a great NASCAR driver. Like, he's already primed for the sponsorship opportunities.
He would probably. I don't think he'd maybe like as there's primarily oval racing, you know, and I don't know if maybe he would like that as much, but he probably
you know, I mean, he's got the sponsorship side down, like down back.
Do what you got to do. Also, speaking of NASCAR, did you see their race was super close too? That was like just only like 0.01 seconds or something.
The came down to photo finish. Yeah, that was amazing.
Crazy. Well, let's talk about this race.
This was a good one.
A sprint weekend. And, you know, yeah. Just because one can't pass without me saying it's too busy, it's too much, let him practice. But you know who didn't need to practice to still, you know, work it out? Sweet, sweet Charles Leclerc only did 2 practice laps, still crushed, dominated, had a great day. Not his best, but, you know, certainly, certainly better than most.
Okay. Well, I don't even know how we approach this.
Where was the lie?
The lie was, were you listening to Sainz's audio, like radio? This, he's like, is this all we got? Because I got the pace. So if this is the
he
plan,
didn't have the pace though. But like,
but
with
they
love,
wouldn't
you,
let him. They wouldn't let him.
He tried to get. I'm sick and freaking tired of Carlos Sainz being like, I have the pace, so let me through. My man, I love you and I ride for you so hard, Carlos, but you didn't have the pace. Like, with love, you didn't have the pace. Maybe for 3 laps you did, but you didn't. If you'd had the pace, you could have gone after him and gone around him, but you didn't. And then you ended up in 5th or wherever you did finish, which wasn't better than Charles. At the end of the day, like, what are we just asking to go to the front? And like, with love, Carlos, you can't go to the front. You're not on our team next year. You know who's on our team next year? Charles. He's the king. We're keeping him. He stays up top. King stays king. That's enough, Carlos. Like, with love. With love. And I'm fucking sick of him on the radio.
Tell me how you really feel. I won't hear all of it.
I'm just like, you didn't have the pace and the penalty wasn't there. And it's his, like, he's just mouthing off on the radio. And like, sorry, you just because you say it on the radio, just because you say you have the pace doesn't mean you have the pace. Just because you say you had a penalty doesn't mean that there's a penalty. Like, enough.
Okay. There's two parts to this conversation. There was in the beginning of the race when they were behind each other, Carlos, I think if Carlos would have gotten the orders to be like, yes, you can fight it out, you can go ahead, he would have done it. He didn't have those orders. That was not the plan. They never let him put the plan in place for him to go ahead of Charles, which is totally fine. I did not have a problem with that. I did laugh hysterically when I was like, oh my God, Carlos, put this to bed, because he was so pissed that Piastri didn't get a penalty for pushing him wide. I'm like, it wasn't Piastri's
fault. It was no
fault.
Penalty.
Like,
it's not his
you
fault.
You didn't have the racing line. You exceeded track limits. He didn't need to give a place back because you're the one that caused the problem. Even the radio, even his engineer was like, Carlos, that's enough.
It's enough.
And then when he was like, there's no penalty, Carlos was like, leave me alone. I was like, okay, that was like an ick, and I was like, ew, I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love Carlos, but like just because you say it on the radio does not make it true.
No, not at all. But for the penalty part, I have to believe that. But I did think, I was like, Carlos was
maybe for 1 lap he had the pace, but you know, right after that, right after he was bitching and complaining on the radio, someone had the fastest lap up to 1 point, and that was Charles. So like, get off my ass with the pace. Like, I'm just saying, like 2 laps later, he had the fastest lap. I mean, obviously it got beat, but like, when I saw that little purple dot right next to his name after Carlos was bitching, I was like, back up. Like, he's fine. I'm sorry. I just ride for Charles. My daughter came into this weekend and goes, who is that? Because he was in blue. And so I'm going to give her a pass on it. And I was like, even my husband goes, have you not learned anything in this house? That's Charles Leclerc. Like, she's like, he's in blue. I got confused. And that was justified. But yeah, we ride. I know.
Ruby Jane even got a blue Charles Leclerc hat. Like, she was like, do I get a red one or a blue one? I was like, no, you go blue. And then next year you get a red 44. Like, that's how we're going to do it. And she's like, well, that's a good idea. And then they were sold out the rest of the weekend. So she were lucky.
I did like the blue wheels.
I didn't love the wheel. I don't know. Like, I wanted more from the blue in the livery. And I was like, I don't know.
It kind of looks like the Red Bull, which was also kind of annoying.
Like, I was like, well, I don't know if I love it or not.
Speaking of the Red Bull, how the hell did Daniel Ricciardo start off so high?
Yeah, I mean, finishing 3rd in the sprint. I mean, never have I ever been so excited. I was like, what is happening? I mean, was I surprised? He is. But we're also like, whoo, whoo, this is great. This is, I love it. Love it. I mean, I'm keeping my expectations like minimal for Daniel.
I think he is too.
Same. You know, I'm like, okay. So we were all pleasantly surprised that Ricardo was showing up in the sprint. Didn't really show up in the race, but actually, no, did he finish in the points? He was in the points for a while, but I don't know if he finished there. I'd have to look. But let's talk about what happened to Max Verstappen in this race. Do you think that he was just like, I'm bored, let me let my buddy win? Because like he made two very uncharacteristic mistakes for Max Verstappen. And I mean, one.
Well, hitting the cone.
I still don't know what happened. Like they haven't. Have you heard anything? Like, I don't know that I've seen any, like, I wasn't paying attention. I got bit by a horsefly. Like, what the fuck happened? You just ran off the track and then hit a fucking cone. And then I learned that the cone is not an actual like cone. It's like. It's metal. So like that thing coming up and hitting like the halo, I was like, oh shit. Like, I mean, he's really lucky he didn't get hurt, but also very lucky that that didn't hurt anybody else. That, because I mean, it was hanging out in the track for a lot longer than it should have, by the way. I kept on like, there is an actual piece of debris, like giant debris on the track. Why is nobody getting that?
Well, because it was on the side for a second.
It rolled into the racing line.
And that's when as soon as they put the virtual safety car. When George was like, hey, it's out in the track now, they were like, okay.
But it took, it felt long to me, and I can only imagine how long that would have felt if you're going 200 miles an hour.
Well, I think they were hoping that they could, it would stay on the side, and then as soon as everybody went by, they would just like pop out and pick it up.
Yeah. I was like, but, oh, damn.
I think that Max obviously made some, a very uncharacteristic Max, like, moves. He was not peak Max. And maybe he was just having some fun in Miami, you know? And, like, he just had a little tiny bit of brain fog. But I also think that the way the safety cars came out, the timing of that and the timing, the timing of the safety cars worked out. Like, there couldn't have been a better situation for McLaren. Correct. In terms of the timing of the safety cars and the pit strategy and all that. Because I think that if that safety car, like, if that hadn't happened, I think it would have ended up finishing like Max Lando Charles.
Yes.
Or maybe Max Charles Lando. Like, I think this still, it would have been the same top three, but I think that had that safety car timing not worked out so like advantageously for McLaren, then it might not have. I think we might have still had a Max win.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. That safety car really, I hope they send them a bottle of Jack Daniels just as a thank you. Thank you so much for truly your love and support. And also,
not just one, like a whole case. Like a whole palette.
Send one to Max too for, you know, making his mistakes and like being. And did you, oh my God, because the last thing I wanted to happen was like for Lando to pull like a George Russell and crash on the last lap.
So nervous at the end.
I was getting so nervous. Even like Crofty and Brundle were like, I don't want to talk about it. Let's find something else to talk about. And we'll talk about the Hamilton and, you know, K-Mag of it all, because that was a wild ride too. But the like the stress that I felt for him just to finish that race, and then when fucking Logan Sargeant drove off, and I was like, oh my God, if we get a safety car right now, that's it. Like, he's dead. He's
it
dead
wasn't
in the water.
Logan, was it? I thought it was Ocon. Logan was pushed out.
No, he had a lockup and he went straight forward. You remember when he had to use the runoff? But he was Ocon, able to maneuver the car and get back on the track. So thank goodness. But like, I was like, oh God, we were so close. We were so close. And I was like, because if that safety car comes out again, he's fucking toast. Like, there's no way he keeps it at this point. But I mean, I was like, Logan, if you mess this up for Lando, I think the whole grid is going to come back to you.
That wasn't Logan, though. Just Logan had a DNF. He was done before then.
What, who was it? Albon then? Like, I thought it was.
It was. Okay, Albon. Yeah, not Ocon.
I know it was a Williams.
Because I was like, our boy Logan was already long gone.
Oh, that's right. He did. He DNF'd in the beginning. Shit, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
he was already sitting watching from
home.
That
was the first safety car. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was Alex. That was, my heart was like, oh my God, please do not fuck this up. Like, just leave it be. Don't let anything happen to this poor boy.
Because poor Logan can't finish a race for the life of him.
He's going to get replaced by that, the Mercedes cute kid. What's his name? Antonio? No. I don't know. But he's getting replaced. He ain't coming back. When they go to Italy, it ain't Logan driving the Williams. That's for sure.
Oh, you think it's like...
Oh, it's going to happen.
Done,
yes.
So?
He's done so. Yeah.
Let's talk about something else that's done so.
Okay.
the Mercedes. That car is such shit.
Trash. It's
and
so
Lewis
trash.
Lewis hates it. Lewis just showing up in red, stunting on the hose in the paddock.
Like, I got in no red. Time for this.
He's like, I hate it here. Get me wait. Out. This car is trash. The first thing he says on the radio every race is like, the car sucks.
Car's so slow. He's like, if you have any more pace, now would be the time to give it to me.
He's like, hey, it's Lewis here. Just wanted to remind you guys that this car is terrible.
This is the worst car you've ever made. Times two. Thanks.
Hate it here so much.
So bad. And I find it funny that we don't hear much from George right now. Like, is he just
he's
quietly
a company man.
Stewing? But he's last season was happy to pop off about things that he didn't like. But this year, no peeps.
Well, I think now that he knows that he's the captain now, you know, that Lewis is gone. And so he has to be like the company man, you know, he has to walk the line for Toto.
can't give us true feelings.
No, because he's, you know, he wants to be the top dog next year. I mean, even if you're, you know, the top dog in a trash car, hopefully it just keeps getting worse. That's the thing. Like, it's not getting better.
I know. I don't even have any words for that because it's just there's nothing to say. It's not even. I mean, the fact that the biggest fight came with Mercedes came from a Haas. Like,
oh, I know.
What the fuck? Like, it just breaks my heart in like a thousand pieces that we're fighting a fucking Haas for 10th place.
And I feel like he's always fighting with Yuki Tsunoda now. And like, who would have thought?
Not me.
Nope. And Yuki, I feel like every race, they're like, Yuki and Hamilton going at it. And I'm like, what an ever.
You know? And Yuki is a wild card. He does not care. He doesn't care that you're Lewis Hamilton. He doesn't give you the right of way, sir. Mm-mm. He's like, get it back.
Speaking of Kevin Magnussen, he's going to be in my news and notes.
Oh,
but we can
do.
Just,
yes. Okay. Okay.
Poor K-Mag is about to get a race ban if he doesn't get it together.
I mean, he was throwing the punches and not giving a single shit either. He was like, I got it. You need help? I got an elbow. You need this? Let me just punch you back here. I'm like, whoo! It was getting spicy on the track.
Well, Kevin Magnussen has moved ahead of Logan Sargeant and Sergio Perez at the top of the standings on 10. And that's the top of the penalty point standings. But he will have none of his points removed until next March. So he needs to be extremely careful to not get too added to his super license for the remainder of the season. So basically Formula One's penalty point system is in place to keep driver behavior under control in the same way as regular road users with 12 points on their FIA super license over a 12-month period, resulting in a one race ban. So basically two more points for K-Mag and he has a race ban.
Whoa.
And he's getting like perilously close. He has 10 total right now.
This was only the fifth or sixth race, right? Like we got a lot more races.
It's a full calendar year. So it's like you can have the ones from last year, basically.
But still, too, like I think that those are compounding right now, right? So like
So I'm just trying to get like so Kevin has 10 total, 3 points that expire on March 9th, 2025. These were awarded for causing a collision with Alex Albon during the 2024 Saudi Arabia Grand Prix. 2 points, they expire on April 21st, 2025. These were awarded for causing a collision with Yuki Tsunoda during the 2024 Chinese Grand Prix. 3 points that expire May 4th, 2025. These were awarded for leaving the track and gaining an advantage on multiple occasions during the 2024 Miami Grand Prix sprint as additional aggravating circumstances following multiple time penalties. 2 points expire May 5th, 2025. These were awarded for causing a collision with Logan Sargeant during the 2024 Miami Grand Prix.
Damn.
So, yeah. And then just as a side note, you know, we were talking about Sergio Perez. He has 8 right now.
Well, the way that Red Bull would just celebrate to have him lose his license over his own doing. They would just jump up and down with so much joy.
Now, he does have 5 that expire this September.
Oh, so, okay.
So, like, he may make it, you know, through this. They would drop off. So, if he, like, goes through the summer and does doesn't get a bunch of penalty points, then he should be okay. But because he has 5 that drop off in September, and we obviously are racing all the way till December. But
wow. Well, the gamble that they're going to have to take for this kid.
But yeah, K-Mag is perilously close. I mean, he picked up 5 points in one weekend. So, I mean, I will say Perez got 4 at the Japanese Grand Prix, you know, last year. So,
dang.
2023. So, I mean, he's really.
He's really out here gambling with his license.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Who would Haas put in if he.
I don't know. Who is the Haas reserve driver?
I don't know. Do they even have one? Can they afford that?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good question.
So. Hmm. Yeah, super license stuff. Yikes. Out here.
Yikes.
I mean, Kevin seems like he's like a dad with road rage.
In a super fast car. Yes.
But you know how we've talked about it? He's just like, you know, that they're kind of like the dads of F1. Okay. Him and the Hulk.
Yeah.
But now he's just like a dad out here. You know how like the most aggressive drivers on the road are sometimes the people in minivans?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
That's the K-Mag energy we're getting right now.
I mean, because he's kind of driving a minivan right now in the Haas. So,
he is kind of driving the minivan of F1. But the Hulk is doing good stuff with the Haas.
That's, I think, because he's got a defender back there being like, I got you. I mean, this is a true team effort. Like, those two are definitely working together. And I don't know how they've decided.
Well, there must be some sort of bonus.
It's like a shake and bake situation, and you know, I don't know.
I mean, there must be some sort of like bonus work that's happening to make sure if Haas gets a certain amount of points, then they both win. Like, they both have some sort of, you know,
financial
skin in the game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
I don't know. Well, I'm
what
here
was your other favorite other, parts of the, what, of the race before we get into more news and notes?
Well, do you want to do driver of the day in P1?
Sure.
We're ready to wrap that up. I loved the wheel-to-wheel combat. I loved the fighting between K-Mag and Hamilton. I mean, I don't love that it took so long for Hamilton to get around K-Mag.
Yeah.
Like, why is the Haas giving me such a headache right now?
For Haas now? We're not hopeful for Haas. We're headaches for Haas.
Headaches for Haas. Headaches for the minivan. That one was, I mean, it was fun to watch because it was great, like good racing, and the Piastri signs of it all. That one was giving me a little bit of a clutch situation. I mean, the mistakes from Max, honestly, my favorite part of the whole race was like the radio that we were getting from everybody because everybody was fucking spicy. And I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah. I miss this. I mean, you got signs telling his engineers to leave him alone. You've got Max being like, ah. And I'm like, is it? Like, are you good? What is happening to you? Why are you so mad?
There was one also from I think it was from Hulkenberg when he was like, he had a great radio line and it was so petty. And I was like, I love that you can just drive, you know, 200 miles an hour and just be going wheel to wheel with people and still have like the calmness to just drop a really petty line. Like he said something about if people could pay attention while they're driving or some sort of thing. It was great. And he said it, he delivered it so calmly and there was so much just deep pettiness. And that's the kind of multitasking that I aspire to in my life.
Agreed. Oh, also, we didn't even talk about the start of the race where Perez almost knocked Max out in the first turn.
Oh, like, just did like a whole zoop, zoop.
Yeah, it was like
he almost took out like all. He took almost took out a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean it was almost like a 5-car pileup. Like talk about you would have lost his license at that point. Like he would have gained some points on that one for sure. But like he really got lucky that he did not do the catastrophic damage that he was about to do with that rebel.
And I mean, you know, I was hating on Carlos earlier, but I do love him so much. And that was some great maneuvering from him to yeah. make sure that he avoided that collision, because it would have been a nasty one. Yeah,
that was
a nasty one.
Nasty. Yeah.
All right. Who's your driver of the day then?
My driver of the day is Lando Norris. He drove,
no other
drove
choice.
Like a champion. I was like, this is impressive.
Yeah, very, of course. There's no other excited. Choice.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. mine too, because obviously.
Yeah.
And who gets your P1?
The cone.
The cone.
The cone is my P1, because it really took one for the team on that one. And we were like, cone.
The cone.
The cone.
My P1 is overall team rate, like overall radios yes. were great this weekend. But mine so is good. Kind of a tie between overall radios and then, you know, the P1 of my heart and soul. Charles Leclerc. The P1 of my life, mm-hmm. Charles Leclerc.
That's just like a blanket, you know, it's always going to be.
Well, sometimes he's not, you know, sometimes, but this weekend he had a good weekend.
You know what I thought they kind of missed an opportunity with is to sample his ice cream in Miami.
Oh, you know, it's only available in Italy. So you know they're going to bring that out for.
Yes. But I think like this would have been like, just give us a sample size, like just throw them out to the crowd. Like this would have been a great opportunity. They may not have figured out distribution
yeah, and like, true. You know, customs and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot.
Flying these damn cars in a DHL plane. They got room on the plane for.
Yeah, I know they have room for it. But, you know, like there. That you, there's with food products, I think it's a whole different thing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they fly with cappuccino, but you know Toto's getting his vanilla ice cream, his pumpernickel.
Yes, that's true. I think that we'll see it at both, like, at, you know. We'll see it at
in
both.
Italy.
Yeah, yeah, both Italian races.
I hope so. I'm really excited for him about that.
I love it.
It's great. It was great.
Yeah. What's not to love?
I know.
I think that Miami also is like, we've let it be ridiculous and it's kind of.
Yeah.
I think it's really settling into itself at this point.
I think they've kind of worked out the kinks, and I think people have just embraced the personality that track is going to bring. And I mean, honestly, it made
for like the track.
I love the track. There's so much overtaking potential. I mean, it's one of the faster tracks that you have a lot of potential for activity. So I'm like,
and it feels more like a street race. Like it does have that kind of feel to it, because it is like halfway on.
I mean, it's
street, yeah,
made in a
kind of like a hybrid, yeah,
yeah, it is.
I mean, I like the actual race, the you know, the course, and I think that I think it's kind of like we made fun of it. It's silly, but also like let it be Miami.
Let it be, yeah, I like it.
Also, that paddock area is really cool. I've been there for a football game and like walked through it, and I think it's, you know. It's nice. I don't like how far they go, you know, for the podium stuff, but
yeah, that does feel detached from what you're trying to experience. But again, I think they do a good job of like making it work, but I do feel like you're so removed from like the crowd and like the celebration, and you're like,
Yeah, but it does feel like, too far away, but whatever. Oh my God. Also though, can we talk for 1 second about how long Mark Anthony's national anthem was? Wrap it up, my man.
Oh, wow. I was with you on that. I was like, this wasn't it. And in all honesty, like we got a fantastic rendition at the Derby. I thought Winona Judd.
Winona's was amazing. With, like, and I was judgy as hell.
And I was like, that's one of my favorites. I mean, it's going down as one of my favorites for sure.
No, it was
like,
a bop at the Derby.
Good. So good. And then to get Mark Anthony the next day, I'm like, ooh, like that did not hit
the
mark
for
me.
Well, he didn't sound good either.
No,
end of it was, oof.
It kind of sounded like
you had too much fun the night before.
In the shower, like before you came. And I'm like, that wasn't it for me.
I mean, I couldn't sing my way out of a paper bag, so I say this without, a single.
Sure. Yeah.
But he did not sound great. And for someone who did not sound great to try and draw it out so long, felt unnecessary.
Yeah. I was like, Ooh. Also, I mean, I'm not of the youth.
And Camila, wait, did you see Camila Cabello when they cut to her and she could barely, like, you know, she wanted to laugh. Like, she was trying to hold it together to not laugh on camera.
She was great.
Same, Camila.
She was given great content. Her
Charles Leclerc video.
So funny. Like, so good. I didn't realize she was so funny. I was like, she's a queen. This is amazing. And then her Martin Brundle grid walk. Oh, yeah. I was like, she did great with that. She handled him with poise and grace and a little bit of wit. And I was like,
yeah,
she's great. But who, the Lisa, it's a singer. And I'm like, who's that? The checkered flag waver.
Oh, I didn't see.
I don't know who she was. She just has one name. Her name was Lisa. I was like, who's Lisa? And I'm not of the youth. Like, I'm not
Didn't Charlotte Tilbury do it on the sprint?
Did she do it in the sprint or was she the F1 Academy?
I don't know. Oh, maybe F1 Academy.
I think
Academy.
She was the Academy. I think that's what Ruby Jane said, which was amazing. That she was – we didn't even talk about F1 Academy. Like, what a fantastic weekend for the women. And, you know, Ruby Jane really enjoyed
that.
Oh,
she's from Blackpink.
Oh, okay. Got it. That's – I think, again, my children listened to that one, but I'm like – that comes on the radio, I listen, but I wouldn't know, again, okay, didn't know who that person was out of context. I was like,
well, if you're not alone, because if you type in Lisa F1, like, flag or whatever, I got to the Googler and it just said, who waved the checkered flag in Miami?
Good.
And it's like, who is Lisa?
Yeah, so who is Lisa?
You're not the only one.
Okay, good.
I was wondering.
That makes me happy.
And it looked like maybe she was a guest of Red Bull, maybe, or... I don't know, because there's pictures of her with Max Verstappen when I did this light Google. But but she's from Blackpink, so we've clarified that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I was like, who is that? Excuse me. Did you have any celebrities that really nailed it for you this weekend? Like, it could be their dress. It could be their commentary. It could be content.
Well, I didn't get to watch a ton of the, like, pre-show stuff. You know, with Love, I was quite... overcommitted this weekend.
Very busy. Yes.
I did think that I loved the Camila Cabello, Charles Leclerc, Charles Leclerc. Yeah. Like, that was so, I loved that. I think noticeably absent, we didn't get the Taylor and Trav in Miami.
Correct. We didn't.
And Trav came from the Derby. He was at the Derby, which I did have eyes on Trav over the weekend. I think it should be noted.
That is amazing.
That your girl had eyes on Trav at a party. It's the party I went to, the SI party on Friday night. I saw him in the flesh, saw Aaron Rodgers, a bunch of NFL guys. Eyes on Trav. The Chainsmokers were playing Taylor Swift remixes.
You're like, we know how to get this crowd going. There's Trav.
But yeah, Trav didn't bring – there was all these reports that Taylor and Trav were going to hit F1.
There were reports, and Saturday, she was our driver Friday and Saturday, but she was telling us that her husband was on the detail assigned to Taylor Swift. So she was supposed to
be there. But she didn't show up.
They rented out the entire third floor of the Omni, and they were ready to roll. And I was like, dang.
I'm not going to say where he stayed, but that's not where he stayed.
Well, that was the intel. She was like,
she's wrong. I can tell you for a fact she is wrong.
Okay.
I mean, they may have rented it out, like, for her to use, but that's not where he stayed. I do know, like, with facts, because he had a bunch of hats delivered for her and they were unused.
I wonder what happened. I wonder where she was going.
Well, she's supposed to be performing in France on Thursday. So maybe she was like, maybe I shouldn't hit France.
Maybe I got to take a minute before I go
to France.
Do my job.
Maybe she was also like, that's a little too much for me. I'm a little overcommitted. Maybe she should go do the Eras tour in France. I didn't really pay attention that much to the celebrity, so I can't provide like much color commentary here. But I know you have thoughts.
Yeah, look up Jimmy Butler's.
Oh, Jimmy Butler! I did see this. Jimmy Butler is a king.
He's so great. He was so great, so funny. He's a
Jimmy
huge
Butler's a giggle.
McLaren fan, a big
he
Lando
loves
fan.
Car racing. Yeah. Yes.
So if you haven't seen his McLaren content, it is definitely worth the look up because he is really funny. His hot lap with Lando, like.
Well, and I mean, he's done a hot lap giggle. with He's done a hot lap with Lewis too, hasn't he? Isn't that the original one?
I think you're right. I think it was.
Because if you haven't watched that one, it's also a giggle.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is 10 out of 10. So more Jimmy Butler at the track. Get him involved.
Yeah. He's great.
I'll dare I say less. I need less Dax on the track and more Jimmy Butler.
We didn't see Jerry, did we? Jerry Holloway. Yeah. She's normally in Miami and we did not
see her. She does normally come to Miami.
Yeah.
In all white. She was there last year.
Yep.
Maybe she sat this one out. Maybe she's going to the Met Gala. She's not.
We're not. Huh. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I'm glad for Miami. It was great. I had a good time. I watched it. Loved it. I'm glad Lando won. It's so good.
Yeah. Ooh. It was
yes.
10 out of 10 experience.
We've got to get our fantasy dig. So we can wrap this up.
Oh, but I have to hit one more thing of celebrities who were there. And by not celebrities, I mean our former president.
Was that weird?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird. Well, also Ron DeSantis was there too. But did you know that President Trump was a guest of McLaren?
Yeah. Did you read their statement? They have an apology. Like they have go to McLaren.
I haven't seen an apology, but like, why would you invite somebody and then send an apology about it? And then have you read Lando's quotes about it?
Yeah. He's like, Trump said I'm his lucky charm.
Yeah, that's what this article is. But at the end, it said, there's a lot of special people or cool people that have been here this weekend. Donald is someone that you've got to have a lot of respect for in many ways. For anyone like that who acknowledges what you can go out and do and acknowledges the work ethic that goes into things, you have to be thankful for that. And I was. It was a cool moment, that's all. Which, I mean, I don't think he said anything wrong, but it's just kind of it was just a very controversial.
Yeah. And I think I'm trying to find the McLaren.
Also, like, Trump, aren't you being held in contempt of court? Like, this is not a political podcast, so I'm not going to get into that. But it just was like, maybe now's not the best time, but maybe it is. I don't know. You know, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But Ron DeSantis was there too. They were really making the most of Miami.
I'm trying to find, like, it was on this morning where they put out like an actual public statement about like, he reached out to us. Oh, here it is. Here's the McLaren statement. McLaren is a non-political organization. However, we recognize and respect the office of President of the United States. So when the request was made to visit our garage on race day, we accepted alongside the president of the FIA and the CEO of Liberty Media and Formula One. We were honored.
I bet he's boys with somebody from Liberty Media.
Yeah. We were honored that McLaren Racing was chosen as the representative of F1, which gave us the opportunity to showcase the world-class engineering that we bring to motorsport. That was the official McLaren statement on why.
Like I said, also McLaren feels like a unofficial American team.
Yes, exactly. Those partnerships be there.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that was my last. Just a real grab bag of people in Miami.
It always is. It's always.
Also, so Will awesome. I Am loves F1 so much.
He does. I feel like we should get some music from him. Like, is he going to like.
Well, doesn't he have like an F1 song?
Does he?
I don't know. But another thing, I'm very happy they got rid of that. They didn't do this year. The intros.
Thank goodness.
Thank the Lord.
That was the dumbest.
Speaking of Will I Am.
Yeah.
Because he did them, didn't he? Dumb. Or he was like singing or like Kevin Hart or The Rock or somebody. I don't know.
It wasn't. I can't remember who did it, but it wasn't like, and they didn't even know how to pronounce some of the people's names. And it was just embarrassing all around. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad they canned that.
Yeah. I think they got enough backlash. They were like, things that worked and things that didn't.
Yeah. We don't need that.
No, we don't need that. We don't need it.
What we do need is an update from you on. Do you have an update on standings
Yes, for fantasy. Okay, so
you're like, an update on what?
What are we updating? Sorry. for this race, for the Miami Grand Prix, what's the racing point? You're really crushing. You're also tied with Take a Stroll. You guys did great for first and second. And then big shout out to Ruby Jane for coming into third place with Bring Back Gunther 2025.
Ruby Jane.
She's just really on a roll. But in the actual league standings, we have Take a Stroll, who is tied with what's the racing point for
Somebody
first.
Aston Martin, like, you know, inspired names. Mm-hmm. Or like that hiss, that line.
Yeah. And then Doors by Gunther Steiner. And I can't remember which one of these, but one of it's either Take a Stroll or What's the Racing Point in the last race was also the global leader in Formula One fantasy.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I feel so excited that we have a member of our team that is the global leader. I'm like, look at that's, that crew member.
That's impressive.
Yeah, this is great.
V impressive. Mm-hmm. Well, so what exciting. A weekend. What a time. Well, this is
day. Okay. We have a week off, right? Like what's
yeah,
our...
we have a week off, right? And then we get so. And then we're back across. We're jumping.
Why don't we just go right to Mexico? I feel like this is what I wish would happen. I wish they would take the Miami weekend, give that to Mexico so that it gets off Derby weekend. You can go to Mexico during the first weekend in May. And then the following weekend.
For like Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, you go to Cinco de Mayo for Mexico. And then you bring it back to Miami for the weekend after. And then everybody gets to do both.
Yeah, but that's the Austin, Mexico 1-2 punch. Because you know how it always goes Austin, then.
Right.
Yeah. But you know you wanted that ice cream tasting. And you're going to get it, hopefully, in 2 weeks in Emilio Romagna.
Yes.
And then this is about to be the month of Charles. Dare I say it? Here it goes. Month
Here
of
it
Charles.
Is. Here it is. Month of Charles. Here we go.
It is. We started off strong. You know, not perfect, but like a great, we're rolling into the month of Charles. And then we're going to go. We're hitting Emilio Romagna. He's going to come through because, you know, home, Ferrari home. And then we go to Monaco, home.
I do love a Monaco home race. Yeah.
He's due a good Monaco. Sweet Lord, that man is due a good Monaco.
I would love for him to win Monaco. I just
Nothing
feel like
would make me happier.
You, it's just like that pinnacle, like when you win Monaco, you're just like, okay, I've done it. You know?
Well, and I feel like, you know, I don't want to curse the curse, but I feel like he's free of the curse because we know there was always the crash and the curse and the thing and that. And so he's out of the loop of that. He's left those things in behind him. He's served his time. So I think that, you know, we're month of Charles.
Yeah.
Month of Charles. Get ready for it, guys.
Fingers crossed. And all the things crossed.
I'm predicting it now. It's going to be the month of Charles. So
I like that. Charles in charge. And
also, does anyone want to invite us to the Canadian GP? Because it's legitimately on my big list and I really want to go. And
Let's just avoid responsibility and just go.
I'm already going to Vegas the sixth, but I could just pop straight from Vegas to.
Why not? Just hop on a plane.
I'm just putting it out there. Someone invite us to Canada. It's close.
Eh?
Yeah. It's close, eh?
It's so close.
We're friendly.
Super friendly. Maybe such a good time.
No. Take us to the Canadian GP, someone, please. We'll hawk whatever things you want to hawk.
We'll give you a push-push sweatshirt. We'll
give you the whole box of push-push sweatshirts that we've never even listed.
So if you want one, DM us. We'll send you one.
Okay. Well, until then, you know, share our podcast so that we can get to the Canadian GP. Yeah. And you do that by following us at F1 Push Push on Instagram and TikTok. And we would love it if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to us. It would make us happier than a first-class ticket or first-class seat and ticket to the Canadian GP. And until next time, push, push.